From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin likely approved the assassination of dissident Alexander Litvinenko. Robert Owen, a retired judge serving as the inquiry's chairman, said Thursday his year-long investigation had confirmed the Russian state was responsible for poisoning Litvinenko with radioactive polonium-210 in 2006. The dissident was exiled in Britain after criticizing Putin. British Prime Minister David Cameron said the report justifies Britain's sanctions against Russia.
And this report confirms what we've always believed and what the last Labour government believed at the time of this dreadful murder, which is it was state-sponsored action.
Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said that Putin's government regrets what she called a purely criminal case, has been politicized and darkened the general atmosphere of bilateral relations. Here in Washington, the White House said it would not rule out relevant further steps following the British inquiry's conclusion on the death of Litvinenko. Secretary of State John Kerry had a full schedule Thursday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, with meetings on efforts to launch a political transition in Syria, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against Islamic State. The secretary also defended new U.S. sanctions against Iran.
We think they've been used judiciously and effectively, and we're ready to move on now to put to test the willingness of Iran and other countries in the region to try to reduce tensions and move in a different direction.
The new sanctions were announced against Tehran for its ballistic missile program. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Thursday that the 200 American commandos now in Iraq and Syria are carrying out raids on Islamic State targets and, in his words, killing or capturing them wherever we find them. The Pentagon chief met Wednesday with his counterparts from France, Germany, Britain, Australia, Italy, and the Netherlands to plot strategy in their fight against the militants. He told candidates at a school for French officers Thursday that even once Islamic State is defeated, local forces will bear the burden of keeping the peace.
For the defeat to be lasting in this way, it has to be achieved and sustained by local forces that are motivated and capable.
Carter said that U.S.-led coalition forces have what he called big arrows pointed at reclaiming Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in northern Syria, the self-proclaimed capital of the Islamic State's religious caliphate. At least five people have been killed and four others injured by explosions and gunfire at a popular restaurant near the beach in Mogadishu, Somalia. Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency confirmed that five people were killed during the attack. It said that graduation and wedding ceremonies were being held inside the restaurant and that now security forces are clearing out the whole area. A top Somali intelligence official spoke to VOA on condition of anonymity. The official says that most of the guests and the staff of the hotel who were stranded inside have been rescued. Residents of the eastern United States are preparing for a major storm that threatens to dump as much as 60 centimeters of snow on Washington, D.C. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser has declared a state of emergency ahead of the expected blizzard. States of emergency were also declared in Maryland as well as in Virginia. Governor Terry McAuliffe said that Virginians should, in his words, take the threat of this storm seriously. Phil Moy is a spokesman for Appalachian Power in Charleston, West Virginia.
The thing that has us worried with this storm is just the depth of the snow and the potential for wet snow. Because the thing that really kills us in the winter is when snow weighs down trees enough to where the trees break and fall onto power lines.
The National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center warns of heavy and perhaps crippling snow across the northern mid-Atlantic region, including Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Widespread power outages are expected, and travel could be paralyzed. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.